I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KYW Original Podcasts.
A staple Old City bakery relocates from the neighborhood.
Saturday, September 12th will be our last service.
But was it the pandemic or something else? Plus, the owner reminisces about all the great memories, including being named number 2 best new restaurant in Bon Appetit magazine back in 2014. This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at 308 Market Street, which is High Street on Market, with Ellen Yin, who is founder and co-owner of High Street Hospitality Group. This is one of Old City's famous bakeries, right next to Fork Restaurant, which you also own. But this is your last month, your last weekend, that you're going to be here in this location.
Right, exactly. Saturday, September 12th will be our last service.
What made you decide that you have to relocate? And just to be clear, Fork is staying, right?
Yes, Fork is staying in its home of 20-some years, and we're super excited about that because we're going to be adding lunch and doing some other great new things on our menu, starting with Restaurant Week, which starts on the 13th. But High Street on Market, it's very bittersweet because we added this onto our Fork restaurant 16 years ago. We rented.
I remember when you opened. I can't believe it's been that long.
I know. 16 years ago, we started with Fork Etc., which was an extension of Fork. And we had our private room. We also had a bakery. We were doing prepared foods and to-go breakfast and lunch. And we had a really fun dinner program that was called the Chef's Bistro Table, where the chef at the time, starting with Tien Nyo and then Terrence Fury and then Eli Culp, each of them made a special effort to do a spontaneous tasting menu for people who wanted to come on Wednesday nights.
So why are you moving? We're not going to have this bakery here anymore.
Yeah, it's sad. Why are we moving?
Yeah, what happened?
So after 15 years, we basically exhausted all our options to renew the lease. And so that gives landlords the opportunity to make their lease arrangement more current. And so our landlord felt that we were not at the current market rate and raised our rent over 50%.
In the middle of a pandemic?
Actually, in October of 2019. So I knew that the rent was going to be significantly higher. And so when I renewed my lease, I negotiated for 1 year option plus 3 years plus 3 years.
So you could see if you could handle the increase?
Exactly. So after 1 year, if we could handle the increase, then we could continue on forward. And then the pandemic hit. And so that made a huge difference because obviously with 308 having the private dining room, one of the first things that happened was all the events started canceling. And with all the events came all the deposits that needed to be refunded to our guests because they were no longer coming to town for their convention or whatever. And we also house our bakery as well as High Street on Market. High Street on Market, obviously, we serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We had a dining room of about 35 people, so that came to a screeching halt as well. Fortunately, the food translates really well to takeout, and so we started out in March pivoting to takeout and delivery. We continued to bake our bread, which had incredible demand at the beginning of the pandemic. We partner with Heirloom Market, and their demand for bread was double what it was previously. So our bakery was really pulling their weight in terms of helping us sustain our business. And then we also were doing meals for frontline workers to try to help sustain our employees who stayed with us.
What was the conversation like with your landlord? Like, as you're like, this is a pandemic, we cannot afford this rent anymore. Was the landlord like, no, wait a second? Or were they just like, this is where it's going to be and we'll bring somebody else in?
Well, you know, the way I see it is that everybody has their own challenges and tribulations, whether it be mortgage, taxes, insurance, whatever it is. So we were recipients of PPP. We were able to pay all our rent in full through June. And then I requested, knowing that winter was coming and the summer might be very difficult like it normally is, I said, can we have a conversation about our rental agreement? And he said, sure, I'll get back to you. And when he got back to me, he said, well, we can only not increase your rent on the next term, which was October. And I said, I don't think I can afford that, because I sent him numerous articles about the plight of restaurants, the fact that our revenues at that time had dropped by, I would say, you know, business was 25% of what it normally is for both buildings together, that there would be no way that we could afford paying the rent. And he basically said, well, we're going to go in another direction, despite the fact that we actually had the option to continue. He said, we're going to go in another direction and you can finish in September. And so I thought about it. At first, I was so crushed because I felt like there have been so many great memories. I mean, High Street has been one of the first all-day cafes in Philadelphia. My business partner, Eli Culp, helped get this restaurant in 2014. It was the number 2 best new restaurant in Bon Appetit magazine, and it's gotten tons of accolades. And our members, Alex Bois, Sam Kincaid, John Nadler, have gone on to be very, very successful, as well as chefs after them as well. So we're really proud of everything that we've done. We've worked with other people in the food community to collaborate and do special events, cheese dinners, farm dinners, wine dinners, beer dinners. I mean, we've done so many things. We've raised tons of money. We've tried to like always raise awareness. So it's very sad, all those things, and how many people on our team have contributed so much to making it what it is today. I mean, we have great alumni, and we have so many team members, from servers, managers, porters, cooks, who have contributed so much to the success of High Street on Market. You know, it's very, very sad to say that we're closing the chapter on High Street on Market, but we are relocating it, but it may be in a different format.
Are you not announcing where everybody's going? Are you doing it in a very unique way?
Well, we are not announcing it because we're waiting for all the T's to be crossed and I's to be dotted, but we're making a temporary move right now to a smaller location where we'll be doing takeout and delivery. To find out what the location is, we are reimagining ourselves as Willy Wonka, and we are doing 100 chocolate bars that are going to have a golden ticket, and everybody will win something, but the golden tickets will announce our new location, as well as we'll be giving away a year's subscription to our amazing bread, which is baked by Alexander Roman. And then we are giving out 20 $50 gift cards. And like I said, there will be a secret something for everybody, as well as a delicious eclat chocolate bar that is the chocolate bar.
When can people get their hands on these chocolate bars?
On Friday the 11th, we'll be selling the chocolate bars.
So Friday 11th, you can get your hands on the chocolate bars. 12th is your last day.
Correct. And we'll be having, you know, somewhat of an open house where we'll have a limited number of cupcakes to give out to people who come to say hi and bye.
You have some, like, it's going to be a big celebration here at the cafe?
Well, as big as a socially distant celebration can be, that is. But, you know, we're excited for the next chapter of High Street, which will be primarily focused on takeout and delivery and kind of returning to our roots a little bit of what we were doing with Fork, et cetera, but in a much smaller footprint until everything in this world kind of gets settled out and we know what's going to be happening. And then we'll make our next move after that.
So does that mean you're staying in Old City?
Not sure.
Not telling, because you have locations in Old City, Rittenhouse, and New York.
And West Philadelphia.
And West Philadelphia. Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly.
Or is it somewhere new?
It is somewhere new. It may be unexpected, but that will be the fun part. It's very exciting to be thinking about all the positive, but it's also a daunting task to have to break down 15 years worth of stuff and 20 years worth of things. I'm not a pack rat and I'm not a hoarder, but like I do try to keep things that I think can be reused. And so we are dealing with that. But We do have some things that we can donate to nonprofit organizations, and we just donated 35 chairs from our private dining room, a beautiful industrial stove, a refrigeration unit, a bunch of tables to Honeysuckle Community Center, which is one of our Fork alumni, Omar Tate, who is starting up a community center in West Philadelphia. And so we donated some things like that. We do still have a few things that are available for donation through the 15th of September. If anybody is interested, they can reach out to us.
Are you still going to be High Street? Because as you pointed out by this giant, you know, historical map of Philadelphia, High Street was the former name of Market Street, and you're on Market Street.
Right. Well, we definitely have to be High Street. We have a whole group named after it, so we're keeping the High Street name, High Street Philly, and people can go to highstreetphilly.com to keep tabs on what we're doing.
All right, so to order a chocolate bar, how do you do that?
We will have it available in the store as well as for delivery and pickup.
You have to come in or just call?
You can come in, call, order online.
And that's how you'll find the address?
You will find out the address when you open up this gorgeous chocolate bar that was hand-wrapped by Chris Curtin, the master chocolatier himself and owner of Eclat Chocolate, who's going to make this incredible chocolate bar for us. It will have a ticket that tells you the location of our new store, as well as a QR code to whether you won the bread subscription, a $50 gift card, or something, some other special treat that you'll have to find out to by getting a chocolate bar.
So, I mean, you're moving. Is it essentially like, is it going to be like a new place? I mean, I know it's not a new place, but when you're in a new location, sometimes it feels that way.
I'm sure it will feel like a new place, because anytime things are not where they normally are, it feels very disorienting. So it will be a new place, but it will be within walking distance of here. So our regular customers in Old City will still be able to walk to our new location. And we will be offering our bread in Old City through Fork as well as at a kitchen in Rittenhouse Square. So we're going to try to make sure that our products are more widely distributed and easier to get.
A hint. All right, Ellen Yin, thank you so much. Ellen Yin is the founder and co-owner of High Street Hospitality Group, and we're here at High Street on Market, 308 Market Street, for just a limited amount of time and a new location, TBD. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Das. Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.